You're listening to the Fantasy FC podcast,
brought to you by Sky Sports.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 13, season one of the Fantasy Football Club podcast, otherwise known as Max and Merce's Premier League predictions, featuring me, Merce.
Me, Merce, you wish.
The dream. That's the dream.
You must think of that.
One day,
just say it. You must think.
I would love to be. I'll be honest. I'll be you open now. I want to be Paul Merson.
You must be. You must think of it.
You must Paul think Merson.
Must do.
You and everything that comes with that. I wish I was Paul Merson. I'm Max, and he's Merce. Hello, Merce.
Hello, Max.
How are you?
Yeah, not bad, mate.
Do you want to know what's on today's podcast?
I haven't got a choice, have I, really?
You don't have a choice.
Well, yeah, can I know, please?
The Premier League's back. Without wanting to quote you, Merce, even though I want to be you, there are some big, 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 big football matches.
Yeah.
We'll do the increasingly popular Twitter Q&A, and we'll get 1 to 11s from our studio guest, Gary Mabbott, representing Spurs, and from the archives, representing Liverpool, top actor and nice guy, Stephen Graham. Saturday Night Football, Liverpool-Spurs this week. Big, 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 big football match. Do you want feedback?
Yeah, go on.
This was on the iTunes reviews. If you write a review on iTunes, we'll read it out. It's from Jim Ham, OK? He says, love it. Yeah? How this isn't in the top 10 podcasts is absolutely criminal.
Good shout.
Yeah. Max and Merce are hilarious together. And Merce's opinions on Premier League teams are refreshingly fair and hard to disagree with.
Wow.
I look forward to the podcast each week, he says.
Wow.
P.S. I'm not just saying nice things to be read out on the podcast.
Oh, fair play, Mr. Ham.
Thanks, Mr. Ham. Do you want to know how our predictions competition's getting on?
Yeah, go on.
OK, so it was 2-2.
2-2.
Well, going into the international break, OK. So we predicted last week the matches played by the home nations who are on their way to the Euros, yeah. OK? Merce, you correctly predicted a draw for the Republic of Ireland versus Slovakia.
Yeah.
You also got a win for the Ukraine over Wales.
Yeah.
We both predicted a draw between Wales and Northern Ireland.
Yeah.
But I got the exact score for Republic of Ireland, both their games, 2-2 Slovakia and 1-0 over Switzerland, right? And correctly predicted a 1-0 win for Northern Ireland over Slovenia. So I absolutely aced it. And there was no guesswork. I'd looked at all the form. I knew everything about both sides.
What colours Slovakia playing?
So that's 3-2.
What colour kit does Slovakia
3-2.
Play?
3-2. White or red.
See, that's what you got a chance of winning the Super Six.
Huge pressure on Paul Merson. What is it?
I get paid for my Premier League predictions,
yeah,
not my international predictions.
Oh, okay, oh, that's a good point. What colour is Slovakia?
I'm going to Slovakia, I didn't even watch the game, I didn't watch that. I'm going to go blue.
Oh, yeah. It's red and white.
Is it?
No, I don't know.
Blue and white.
We should just say before the predictions, we both did a day of Jeff Stelling's walk, didn't we?
Yeah, I'd done two.
You did two. How did you find it?
My ankles, my hands, crankles were hurting badly, badly. But fair play to Jeff and Russ Green from Hartlepool. Phenomenal feat. Seriously.
At the end of the one day I did, bearing in mind I'm about 25 years younger than both of those guys.
Yeah.
I was lying on the physio table in a worse... I had to be carried to the toilet by a Watford physio.
It was when it was grueling.
I could do all the cubicle business myself.
Yeah.
But then when I was finished, I had to shout, I'm finished. It was like being... It was like being four again. I'm finished. England played two games and we beat Germany, which meant we were going to win the Euros, and then we lost to Holland, which means we are not going to win the Euros. What did you think about it all?
Stop getting carried away. We were 2-0 down. They scored a goal that was onside. It would have been 3-0.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Believe me, if this happens in the Euros and we go 2-0 against Germany,
mm-hmm,
no comeback.
No.
No, no, no comeback.
But you must have been enthused.
I was enthused,
yeah,
but not carried away.
Okay.
And I was... rightly so, brought back, you know, people who got carried away but were rightly brought back down to earth,
mm-hmm,
on Tuesday at Wembley against an average Dutch team.
Mm-hmm. Do you think Roy's, the team that started in Berlin, is very close to the team that will start in our opening game against Russia?
Might be. Yeah. Yeah, but you've got to remember, that was just a mild night in Germany, yeah, evening game. Mm-hmm. It's going to be 100 degrees in France. Will we be able to press like that?
Last week you said it would be a million degrees.
I'm going to go zillion then. I'm going to go a zillion degrees.
It's going to be a zillion
degrees. Do you think we'll be able to press like that? I don't think so. So we need to, you know what we're going to do because it's going to be very hot. Right, but great result, but, you know, it could have been 3-0 and then we're looking at cricket score.
The headline we've got is Paul Merson remains grounded on England's chances.
Yeah, ourselves, isn't it?
Yeah, OK. We'll put that straight on Sky Sports News. Could you put that straight on Sky Sports News?
They should, seriously.
Calm down.
It could have been... everybody else calm down.
OK. If you could just, whatever you're doing right now, just calm down. You know, don't stick the flag on top of your van yet.
No.
Wait.
No, not yet.
Not yet. Premier League is back. That's good, isn't
it? Yep, brilliant. Yeah,
pleased about that.
Yep.
Let's predict some football matches. Yep. Yes, that's what this podcast is all about. Aston Villa versus Chelsea. Remy Gard gone. What was the point of Remy Gard ever going there in the first place?
I thought it was a bad appointment, nothing against him, but, you know, I hadn't managed before in the Premier League, hadn't been in a relegation battle. Should have left the day after the window closed in the transfer window when they didn't buy anybody. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're bottom of the league and you don't buy anybody, are you really getting out of trouble?
Nope.
So he should have gone then. Why now? Why finish a football game and you have a two-week break and then 10 days after the two-week break, you sack someone?
Do you think they were trying to bury it during that England game?
Well, they didn't
The news broke as England were playing Holland. So do you think they timed it to try and... They hoped that something else was going on so no one noticed?
Wow. If they did, wow.
They might as well. They should have done it.
I don't think they got much of a clue anyway, but if they tried to do that at the same time and then... Wow.
So who should go? I think, is it Moyes and Pearson are joint favourites? Who
I mean, that shows how big the club is. David Moyes was managing Man United not long ago. Now they're looking at him being favourite to manage a championship team. So it just shows you how big... one of them two or Mick McCarthy.
OK.
I'd get Ian Taylor involved.
Yeah.
Yeah, big Villa man, loves Villa, crowd love him. It just gives that little bit more and I'd definitely get him involved.
And look, both Pearson and Moyes have got experience of managing... Not in the Premier League as well, which is
definitely,
what they need, isn't it?
Yeah, yep, definitely.
Okay then, Villa Chelsea. What do you think?
3-0,
3-0,
0-3, 0-3 Chelsea. Okay. I just don't see it. I just can't. I mean, there's pictures in my paper today of Agbonzahor in Ibiza.
Really?
Yeah,
well, that's nice.
Yeah.
What's he doing there? Just a mini break.
Champagne and shish, one of them pipes.
Oh, a shisha thing. I don't like them. Taste of strawberries.
I don't say that. But. Yeah.
Should he not be doing that?
Oh, come on, the bottom of the league. Of course he shouldn't.
No.
Shouldn't be doing that. He should be back home practising.
Champagne better than beer, though, sort of fattening-wise.
Yeah.
Chelsea 2-0 for me. Right, Arsenal v Watford. A repeat of the FA Cup quarter-final where Watford annihilated Arsenal.
Yeah, pressure off now. Pressure off Arsenal, best team in the world. Last 10 games of the season, can't do anything. Probably win 9.
If they won 9, they wouldn't be far off at all.
No, they won't be far off, but that would be unlucky again, wouldn't it?
It would
just be unlucky again. No, Arsenal win 3-0. Right. But the big game was 2 weeks ago.
And Watford are thinking about semi-final.
Yeah, semi-final, they've done great. So they're going to have that on their mind, playing at Wembley.
I go 2-0 Arsenal.
You're really just following me. Next one you can do, because you're just following my scores, but taking one off.
Yeah, but I'm
letting you know who I think is going to win because you haven't got a clue who's going to win.
Yeah.
So, and then you're just going, if I go 3-0, you go, I'll go 2 because I'm not going to go 4, so I'll just go 2. So you can do the next one.
There is a hole in your plan. Do you want to know what it is?
What is it?
Well, I've got your predictions written down in front of me already.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
But I'll go anyway. Yeah. Bournemouth, Man City. Bournemouth playing with at Spurs they look like they're on holiday, but now they're back. They're pretty relaxed. Pressure's on Man City.
Really?
I think it'll be 1-1. Thoughts?
No, I'm with you. I'm with you. I worry for Man City. I don't think they'll get in the top four.
Really?
No, I don't. I think it'll be an absolute nightmare for them as well. Pep going there, not in the Champions League. I mean, they are struggling, aren't they? Bad result against United. Mm-hmm. Bournemouth are decent. I mean, only Tottenham have done that to them this season, really. They haven't been on the end of too many like that. So, hard team to beat at home. I'm going to go 1-1. Aguero's been away, long way away in Argentina.
True.
Yep.
And does that really affect you as a professional footballer? Because you stay in, you're in first class on the aeroplane. I mean, that's bigger than some people's houses.
Yeah, I'd have still thought. It's a long way, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's the time difference as well, isn't it? Yeah. What, 6 hours? True. 7 hours?
Something like that.
Yeah, so, I think that's the thing. Some people can sleep on planes, some people can't.
That's true. And we don't know at this stage. Neither of us can... No. We don't know for sure.
But I don't think Bournemouth have had a lot of players away, have they?
Not as many.
No.
Almost certainly. Maybe Aguero just watches the movies and eats.
Yeah.
It's possible. I'm going to go 3-1 City. I'm going to deviate from you because I just don't want you to feel that I'm just...
Okay.
Just following you and your football knowledge, I want to prove to you that I've got some.
No, you're international man, aren't you?
Yeah, I am, yeah. International break is that's when I come to the
football. Yeah.
Norwich versus Newcastle. Oh, that's a big game, isn't it?
This is the biggest game of the day, isn't it?
Well, arguably.
Arguably, yeah, with what's on the game. I'm going to go for a 2-1 Norwich win here. I worry for Newcastle. I thought Sunderland were much better the other day. Mm-hmm. Bar the last 10 minutes when they scored and then, you know, it was like, everybody was up for it. But before that, I was quite disappointed. I watched Norwich get a good result at West Brom. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go 2-1 Norwich.
0-0.
Wow.
Wow. Why wow?
Won't be 0-0.
Okay.
If you can hold me to that as well.
I will. What will you give me if it is 0-0?
Well done. Well done. But
well done.
It won't be 0-0. It's a big pitch. It's a tightish pitch. No, can't be 0-0.
What type of pitch is it?
It's a quite a tight pitch at Carrow Road. Yeah. Nice pitch. It can't be 0-0.
Okay. Stoke v Swansea.
Don't go against Stoke at home.
No, you don't.
No.
And then you did, didn't you? No, you didn't. And then they let you down the other day, didn't they?
Yeah, they got beat by Southampton at home, didn't they?
Yeah.
I'm going to go 2-1, I'm going to go 2-1. Swansea are safe now. I'm going to go 2-1 Stoke.
No Butland for Stoke.
No, I know. It's a shame. Yeah.
And also the injury to Elliot means that he'll probably get in the Republic squad.
He'll what?
Shea Given.
Yeah, I know. Oh. Yeah. I know
you don't wish injuries on people, but that's sort of...
No,
weird.
It's not nice, is it, Elliot and...
And Butland.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a shame. Wish him full recovery.
Yeah, we do. I'll go 1-1 that game. Sunderland v West Brom.
I'm going to go for a home win, Sunderland.
Yeah.
Got to win. Yep. Have to win. Mm-hmm. This is a cup final for them. Mm-hmm. Have to win. And I'm going to go 2-0 to Sunderland. We are the lads.
Out of Sunderland, Newcastle, Norwich, you think Big Sam will get them out?
If I get the results right this weekend, I think Newcastle are in severe trouble. Because if Newcastle lost and Norwich won and Sunderland lost, they're going to be a few points behind. And I don't know if the manager's got that win four games on the trot in him. He sort of sets his teams up not to lose football matches. So I'd worry about him if I got my scores predictions right this weekend. But if I was them, I wouldn't be worrying about me because my predictions are not very good.
I go 1-0. 1-0 to Sunderland. West Ham versus Crystal Palace.
Oh, flying.
West Ham getting the Champions League.
Payet, did they bring Payet on for the free kick the other night? They had a free kick. They had a free kick outside the box and they made a substitution. He come on and put it in.
A bit like, who was that short corner taker for England at hockey? You know, they just roll him on and he just...
Yeah.
I can't remember his name. Sean Curley.
Sean Curley played for Southgate, he did.
Hmm. Knowledge. You get hockey on this podcast.
Knowledge.
You don't on the other football ones that are miles above us in the table, just so you know.
That was a good England hockey team, that was.
Oh, yeah. That was great. Getting up in Seoul 88, wasn't it? The goal.
But I'm going to go for Pyatt. I'm going to go for West Ham here. Yeah. I mean, what's happened to Crystal Palace?
They've not won since the Great Fire of London.
They would be so far adrift now if they didn't have a good start. Yeah. They'd been worse than Villa. Mm. I mean, yeah, I'm going to go West Ham, a win here, go above Man City in the league. I'm going to go 3-1. Good team, West Ham.
Yeah, I think West Ham will win this. And do you think they'll get top four? Someone's saying they're 6-1 this morning.
I think them or Man United.
Really?
I think Man City got some dodge games.
Yeah. 2-0 West Ham. Liverpool v Tottenham Hotspur.
Ooh.
Come on, you Spurs. Ooh. This is the only game for 4 or 5 weekends where Spurs play before Leicester. Otherwise, Leicester are the early Sunday and Spurs are the late Sunday, or Spurs are playing on Monday night. which is tough for Tottenham. But if Tottenham beat Liverpool, yeah, that puts huge pressure on Southampton on Sunday. On Leicester.
Who are playing Southampton.
Yes.
I'm going to go for a Tottenham win here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think they have to win. I mean, Tom said, isn't he upstairs in the production team, it's a must-not-lose game, not a must-win game. But I think they have to win.
I agree with you.
I think a draw here and Leicester go and win, too much. And I'm going to go for 2-1. I think the tempo's higher than Liverpool's. And I dare say it, but I do like Tottenham the way they play. Mm.
I'm going 2-1. This is my Sky bet of the week, which is to just bet a pound on it. And I don't know the odds yet. So, you know, wait until they come out. Find out on the Twitter. I'm going 1-1 half-time. Kyle Walker and Emre Can to get booked. More than three substitutions to be made. And Christian Eriksen to score a free kick. That is printing money for all of that to happen. What are your thoughts, Paul?
What do you think?
I think we should talk about Leicester-Southampton on Sunday. I keep saying Leicester will slip up.
Are you really doing that, mate?
Well, just £2 on it or something.
OK.
I like a fun bet. I don't want to bet thousands on an evens thing. Well, you know, I just feel sick all day about that. Leicester v Southampton.
Dodge game.
Yeah.
I'm going for a draw here, 1-1.
Really?
Yep, I am. I think Southampton went to Stoke not long ago, beat them. I see them at the Emirates. I know Arsenal dominated the game, but it was still 0-0. I think these are a major threat for Leicester. Leicester have to win this game. I don't think this is a make sure you don't lose game for Leicester. I think it's a make sure you have to win game.
Mm-hmm. And if Spurs lose, though, actually...
If Spurs lose, and then I think, you know, it's different then, and my score might be a bit different because they can go out and it's a bit more relaxed. But, you know, Shane Long up front, he's going to cause problems. They're going to have a go at Leicester. And I see Southampton pick off Stoke, who are a good team. So, yeah, I'm going to go 1-1 here and game back on.
And actually, look, if Southampton have played a game more than Manchester United, West Ham and Man City.
Yeah.
But they're only 3 points behind United and West Ham, and they're 4 points behind Manchester City.
Well, yeah. And if Man City draw, they're 5, level on games, and then they win that, they're 2. Interesting.
I keep saying...
And then Stoke are only 6 points behind them.
Yeah, exactly. I keep saying... you know, Liverpool played 29, 44. I mean, an amazing run from them. Who knows? I keep backing against Leicester, so I'm going to give them a 1-0 win. And I hope that means that they don't do it. Manchester United, Everton.
Real good game.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what Everton team turn up here. I don't know if it's the orange-covered chocolate revel or the peanut one. Or the toffee one. I don't know.
Nobody knows.
No one knows. That's the problem. The good thing about this game, Man United have to win. They have to win.
Mm-hmm.
A draw's no good. They're going for top four. I know it sounds silly. You're better off winning 2-1. You're better off losing 2-1 than drawing 1-1. I don't think a point's any good to them.
What, trying to win?
Yeah, I think they have to win the game. I think it's a great game. And I'm going to go for Man United to win this game 2-1. Everton, for me, leaked too many goals. I'm going 2-1, but it wouldn't surprise me a 3-2.
OK. I'm going 2-2.
And Desmond.
Are they your predictions? We'll do a Twitter Q&A in just a second, guys. Let's get a classic 1-11 from the Fantasy Football Club archives. Today, because it's Liverpool-Spurs on the telly on Saturday, we've got Spurs represented with Gary Mabbott later in the podcast. We're going to go with fine actor and all-round nice guy, Liverpool fan Stephen Graham's 1-11.
In goal, for me, I would have Pepe Reina. Just because of, you know, the outstanding saves he makes. He's an amazing shot stopper. But it was really tricky because as a kid growing up, obviously, you know, there was Bruce Grobbelaar, who was a legend. And it was really difficult because of Dudek, you know, the Champions League, them great saves. And he'd done the Grobbelaar crazy leg, silly act thing, didn't he? So that was really tricky, really tricky. And they had to be ones I'd seen. So in the end, I've gone for Pepe Reina. I'm having three at the back. Now, don't forget, the purists of you will criticise me profusely. But I must apologise because it's my team and I've picked them. So I am going to have Jamie Carragher in the defence. alongside Alan Hansen. Alan Hansen, I've watched him play a couple of times actually when I was a kid, when he used to go with my Uncle Joey. And he was just so majestic, the way he moved the ball. He was like, this sounds a bit strange, but how can you get a graceful gazelle? But you can, do you know what I mean? It does make sense to me, but the way he used to just flow the ball out of defence, and he always looked calm in any situation. I'm going to go for Jamie Carragher because he is a true Scouser and he's a fantastic servant for the team. And he wears his heart on his sleeve and he will put 150% in for you every single Saturday or Wednesday if we're still in the Champions League. And then I'm going to go for Steve Nichol. I love Steve Nichol as a kid, watching him play, because he was just like this. He looked like he shouldn't have been a footy player, do you know what I mean? He looked like he should be down the pub playing darts or something. So in my midfield now, it doesn't make any sense, but it does to me. In midfield, I'm going to have Steve McMahon. He was the nuts, wasn't he? He was just solid. He was a proper, proper man in the centre of midfield. Obviously, I doff the cap to you, sir. Steven Gerrard in the centre of midfield, who is just Mr. Liverpool. You know, when you look back over the years, I think he's one of the most outstanding players, not just Liverpool have had, but we've had in England over the past 10, 15, 20 years. So it's going to be Steven Gerrard. On the right wing, I'm going to have Steve McManaman. It's good when a Scouser says, isn't it? Steve McManaman. I'm going to have Steve McManaman because he's a legend. He's just a great footballer. Absolute fantastic footballer. Very skillful, extremely talented. So we've got Macker on the right. And again, the purists will scorn me, and may I be scorned. But I'm going to have John Barnes on the left. It's like a left wing back and McManaman as well, right wing back. But, you know, it's my team, I can do it. I'm picking it, not you. So, yeah, I'll have John Barnes because, wow, what a player. As a kid, I just remember hearing on the telly, it's Barnes, Barnes. So he was banging him in left, right and centre. And he makes me smile whenever I think of John Barnes, because you know, I did do a good impression of him once, but I can't do it anymore. I've gone for three up front. And maybe he'll forgive me now because you're going to see how many goals we're going to score. So I've gone for the King as my little pin, just in the middle there. Kenny, I mean, what can you say about Kenny Dalglish? That hasn't already been said before. So majestic and so beautiful to watch him play football. And as a kid, I had, you know, all my shirts, I had number 7 on the back. And I suppose that's why 7 became my lucky number. He's going to play that little, just that little holding, little position just between me two forwards. Who are Ian Rush, who is a legend, and I'll never forget the goals Ian Rush scored for us. He was amazing. I can't even find the superlatives to express how amazing he was, do you know what I mean? And then I have God. I have Jesus and I have God on my team. So Ian Rush is Jesus, I've just given that nickname. And then I have God, the one and only Mr. Robbie Fowler. I don't even need to say anything about Robbie Fowler. I've never seen anyone finish a ball like him, do you know what I mean? As soon as he got it, you just knew it was going to go in. And in and around the box, and he scored some beautiful shots outside the box as well. He was just such a great player, and you'd want to pay to watch that team. That team would be a joy to watch. So that's Dalglish, Rush and Fowler. But you wouldn't give for them three in your team though, would you? Never mind.
That was Stephen Graham's 1 to 11. Let's see what questions we've got in the Q&A. Let's see where we start with this. Glenn Hughes says, what was Mercy's favourite away stadium he ever played at?
Oh, I played at San Siro, but that was away in a Super Cup game. In the league, I liked Liverpool, Anfield.
Yeah.
Special ground. Used to get there at 1:30 in the afternoon, like 3 o'clock kickoff, go and have a look at the pitch, and the cop was packed. You couldn't move, couldn't get enough. It was unbelievable atmosphere.
And you'll never walk alone when you hear
It's brilliant. Still does now. Brilliant.
Ben Osgathorpe says, have you ever signed yourself on Football Manager? Merce, obviously.
Oh, my God, I love... What? Football Manager,
the game.
Have I signed myself?
Yeah.
No, I didn't, as it goes. I didn't sign myself. I used to play it all the time. I played it that long ago that the first person I always used to buy was Neil Lennon as an attacking midfield player at Crewe Alexander, and he would get you at least 25 goals a season. He was my first signing. As soon as I switched it on, I went for him.
I went for Roy Weggerly. That's how long ago when
I used to play that 10, 12 hours a day. Loved it.
They did put me in the game once. I went training with Watford when Watford sponsored by Football Manager, I think,
yeah.
and Zola was manager, I did a training session. I played all right, actually.
Oh, really?
They gave me natural fitness one.
Yeah, watching that walk the other day, I'd go one.
Peter says, who's the funniest sportsman you've met?
Oh. I tell you who's really funny.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't think so, but he is really dry and funny. Steve Davis, the snooker player.
He is.
He's
a bit
very
like Chris
funny.
Sutton is that dry.
Yeah.
And funny.
Perry Groves is funniest.
Yeah, Perry.
My mate funny. Perry.
You're quite funny. Cam says, justified sacking of Gary Neville.
Wrong time again. I mean, they had a 2-week break and they sacked him. Did they sack him during the Spain game? Just to cover it over.
Yeah,
I don't know. Did they?
When was it? No, we were in the office yesterday, weren't they?
Yeah. I mean, it's. I feel for him. I think he will still be a very good manager. I think he'll learn so much from it.
Everyone's saying now he can't come back and be a pundit, but I don't think that's
no,
true.
No, I don't agree with that.
I'm just saying that because we're on Sky.
Don't be silly. No, I've said that, you know, it is going to be different because, you know, if you say to Sam Allardyce after a 3-0 defeat and he's got his headphones on, you know, oh, you should have done this and that, Sam's going to go, it ain't that easy. But what the extra... Gary was brilliant before. Now he's going to be even better because he's managed. So he knows what it's like and he knows how hard it is. So I think it makes it even better, in my opinion.
The Jono Edwards says, best Robin Williams film of all time.
Miss Doubtfire, without a doubt. I love Miss Doubtfire.
Dead Poets Society.
Hello, Poppet.
Hands down.
Hello, Poppet.
Have you seen Dead Poets Society? Mm. Oh, Captain, my Captain. Stands on the table like this. Goes, Captain, my Captain. Carpe diem, seize the day. No? OK.
As I said, Miss Doubtfire.
OK.
I like Miss Doubtfire. And I like the one off the cuff when he was the radio DJ.
Vietnam. Oh, good morning, Vietnam.
That was all off the cuff, though.
Was it?
Yeah.
Joe says, who's your favourite Cambridge United player and why? For me, Michael Cheetham.
I'm going to go Dion Dublin.
OK. Can you name another?
Yeah, Taylor.
OK, good. Stephen Thomas says...
Do you want any more?
Yeah.
In a minute.
Stephen Thomas says, would you rather be pursued by a mouse-sized bear or a bear-sized mouse?
Mouse-sized bear.
It's got to be, hasn't it?
Yeah. Mouse-sized bear.
Callum Moody, The Great Escape or Saving Private Ryan?
I'm going to go Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah, I think it's a better film.
Yeah, it's a better film.
This is from someone called Boxing. Who is the most unnatural finisher you've seen?
Unnatural finish.
That's a harsh question, isn't it? Who's the most natural?
Well, Ian Wright. I played with Ian Wright. He was a phenomenal goal scorer. Robbie Fowler, you know, Michael Owen.
So Keown is an unnatural finisher?
But that wasn't their job. So, yeah. But some centre-forwards just it isn't natural, is it?
Kirky says, Des Lynam or Gary Lineker as your MOTD host?
Oh, Des. I do like Gary, but Des was a ledge, wasn't he?
Brian says, cheese or pate on your crackers?
Cheese. Depends on what pate. But I'm going to go cheese.
Yeah,
cheddar.
I go cheese. A mature cheddar. Sam says, best goal you've seen live?
Oh, live.
I'll say Gazza, Euro 96. Probably.
I'm going to go with, just off the top of my head, because I don't go and watch a lot of games, do I, because I was playing.
Mm-hmm.
I played in a game, and I'm probably going to go for Perez's goal against Boateng, or the Burkham goal against Holland.
Yeah.
I played in that when he come over his shoulder.
Oh, yeah, it was a good finish.
It was a good goal.
Pete Noble says, "How do you like your eggs in the morning?"
I'm sometimes scrambled, sometimes poached, never fried.
Poached. The yolk's got to be gooey, but not overrunning.
No, not overrunning.
Yeah, you don't need that albumen. Yeah.
But if I have scrambled egg, it's got to be bouncing. Scrambled egg can bounce off the plate, not like that.
Yeah. I agree with you.
Yeah.
Adam says, what did you have for tea last night?
Last night I had a chicken curry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? Anything with it?
A bit of naan, some poppadoms.
Home cooked or delivered?
Yeah, home cooked.
Okay. Yeah. I had a I had Apollo Ad Astra takeaway pizza. Wait, you know, Pizza Express has got a deal with Waitrose. Mrs. is away and my legs were hurting, so I just got in, got that.
Oh, what, the one from... Oh, yeah, I know.
It was on on offer as well. It was only £2.50. It's all right, isn't it?
Well.
Peter says, what's your opinion on a bacon and jam sandwich combination?
No. Get rid.
Yeah, I don't think so. Johnny says, would you rather have bread for feet or a chocolate face?
Where am I living?
Are you thinking about the summer with the face?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. And also, you could have, like, a sourdough foot. It's quite a firm bread.
Yeah. You can have the
crust.
Yeah,
you could
crust.
Have the two crusts that you don't eat. I would go the bread for feet.
I'll go the feet, yeah. Might be a bit flat, your feet, but...
Robbo says, it's not entirely complimentary to you, Paul.
It's OK.
Will Merson ever become a decent pundit?
I'm working on it. Give me a chance.
How long is it going to take?
I don't know. Give me a chance.
Which brand, this is from Daryl, which brand of toothpaste do you and Merce use? Because we live together.
Yeah, I use Colgate. The thing one, not the squeezy one. The one in...
Oh, you've got like a tube with the pressy
on
the top.
Oh, I can't have that squeezy one.
I think I've got a Colgate at the moment. I like an Oral-B mouthwash.
I don't use mouthwash.
Do you know? Dunk White says, who would win in a fight? The sun or a trillion lions?
I'm going to go the sun would wear them down.
I mean, if you get too close to the sun, you burn.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Or the sun will just back off a little bit so it can't reach them and then just, like, let them roast.
Serious question to finish.
I want that one serious.
No, it wasn't really. This is a serious one to finish for you, Merce. On the anniversary of his passing, what are Merce's fondest memories of David Rowcastle?
Oh, what a player. He's probably one of the best wingers I've seen. He was one of the only wingers who could do everything.
Yeah.
He could beat people, he could score goals, he could defend, he was hard in a tackle. You know, a lot of wingers were all scared of our own shadow. He was hard, get into a tackle. You know, he'd go in 50-50s with Stuart Pearce. Yeah, I couldn't talk... He was doing the foot over years ago, before people were doing it.
He gets into a lot of 1-11s. Almost everyone has played with him.
Yeah, he was honestly top player. And a top bloke as well. God bless him, a top bloke. 15 years today.
Yeah. Thank you, Merce. We're going to leave you with Gary Mavitt's 1-11. He's our guest on the show. You played against Gary as well, didn't you?
Yeah.
Did you skin him alive, or was he a good player when he came?
He was a good player, Gary. Good player, nice man.
Do you want to know when we're on fantasy football?
Yeah.
Friday night, 6 p.m.
Yeah.
Sky Sports 1. That's good, isn't it? Friday, 10 p.m, Sky Sports 3.
Yeah.
Trouble with Sky Sports 3 is people just go to Sky Sports 1 and then they don't keep
going.
Well,
it's Sky Sports 1, Sky Sports News, isn't it? So on mine, that's 1 is Sky Sports
News.
1
and then 2 is 1.
2 and then you're going, and then I don't know if tennis is going to be on 2. If tennis is on 2,
are they
going to skip it? Are you going to skip it?
Yeah.
But if it ain't a good game, then you're skipping and you've got every chance. But I think that's on 4. So that might be.
Might be wrestling, then we're screwed, aren't we?
No, it might be Super League, might be.
Oh, really?
But that would have been finished by then.
Yeah.
Yeah, go on.
Not that Tenpin Bowling one. I'd be confident if it was that one, they could go on to us.
Yeah, I don't Tenpin Bowling ain't on yet.
But it's quite Moorish, that one. You watch one guy, I just watch one, and then you watch the whole thing.
And I don't ever miss, do they?
No. Never. Never.
If I played that much, I'd just get a perfect game every other go.
I think. Do you reckon you're a bit weird if that's your profession?
No, I do. I used to have my own, like, bowling balls.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you have your own alley put in your house?
Own alley?
Yeah.
No.
20 years too late, weren't you?
No, not that long.
Okay.
Just no alley.
2:15 in the morning, Sky Sports 1.
Yeah, you'll
get... The trouble is that you're competing with that quiz call, aren't you, on ITV there, where it's like, Blue what? Phone us now. And you're shouting Lagoon at the telly.
Or the what's name, isn't you? Or the...
What?
What's it? Or the roulette.
Oh, yeah, the roulette one.
In 20 minutes, we're going to roll it again. And then the person just standing there talking. Thinking, well, I'll just turn it off then and turn it back in 19 minutes.
And what you find is, you think you're shouting Blue Lagoon. And then suddenly you wake up like 3 hours late with a crick neck on the sofa, don't you? And then, of course, we are on. You know when we're on.
Warm-up.
The warm-up to the mighty Soccer AM. We are on at Saturday, 9 in the morning, Sky Sports 1, just warming you up for the best magazine football show that Sky make. Here is Gary Mabbott's 1 to 11. Have a great weekend.
All right, Gary, time for your 1 to 11. How difficult was this for you?
Well, when I was asked to do my 1 to 11, I thought it was going to be easy. But actually sitting down and trying to go through it, it's been an absolute nightmare. I'm going to have so many friends phoning me up saying, why wasn't I in the team? I played with Merce for England. He's already been moaning at me backstage.
Yeah, and, right. Yeah.
He's not made it. He's not made it. Merce out already.
No, not when you see
Didn't
these players. Not when you see these players.
It's been very difficult.
All right, let's start in goal.
In goal, I'm going for Liverpool legend, Spurs legend, Ray Clements.
Even though he let that own goal in. Tell us about him.
Ray was, obviously, I came from Bristol Rovers, and at the time, I think he had 12 years with him and Peter Shilton, who were basically, you know, alternating with the first base for England. Obviously, I played with Peter Shilton as well. I played with David Seaman. David Seaman, I think those three keepers, along with Gordon Banks, is probably the best we've ever had in this country. So trying to choose one of them was so difficult. But I chose Ray Clements, and I was swayed a little bit because when I first came up from Bristol Rovers, a young boy from the West Country, I was staying in a hotel. And after 2 weeks of being in a hotel, you know, Ray Clements, to me, this legend of Liverpool, England and Spurs, invited me to his house, and his lovely wife, V, invited me to go over for dinner one evening. And it was just that, you know, Ray realised the pressure that youngsters are under, and I think it was... I was very much appreciative of what he did, so he definitely gets him into my team.
What formation are we playing?
Right, I'm going for a very attacking formation. I'm going for a 3-1-3-1-2.
Oh, I like it.
That sounds weird, I know, but my team.
That's the studio, wasn't it? It's an Ozzy Ardiles one.
But hey, if I'm being honest, if you've got great players in your side, they can play any formation. So wherever you wanted to play, you could play anything. Great players will deal with it.
All right, let's have the back three then.
Right, the back three. I was going in for a back four, but then I decided on a back three. In the middle, Terry Butcher. On the left-hand side, Stuart Pearce. And on the right-hand side, played with him for 1 year at Tottenham, Richard Gough.
He was made captain, wasn't he, when you left?
Yeah, I mean, Goffey, to be fair, we had 1 year together at Tottenham. When he first arrived, we just hit it off immediately as friends, but also as teammates. And we knew each other's game. We had a fantastic year when he was with us. He left us and went to Rangers, had a decade at Rangers as captain up there, won 9 Scottish championships. I was just disappointed that the partnership only lasted for 1 year. But... in the middle, I've gone for Terry Butcher.
Yeah.
I mean, Butch, I played against him a lot of times. I obviously played with him for England. And he is just a colossus. Yeah, he's a man mountain of a centre-half. And literally, before every England game we'd have together, literally those 5 minutes before kickoff, he was like a man possessed with passion and commitment. I mean, it'd be unbelievable. We'd go out into the tunnel before the game, and you could see the other team just freezing with the way that Butch was going down the lines and was trying to get the team motivated. Now, I was scared as well, so let alone the other team. So, but no, fantastic player and obviously great commitment.
And passionate commitment, Stuart Pearce, unbelievable.
Well, again, Stuart Pearce, similar passions to Terry, fantastic left. I never ever saw Stuart Pearce get overrun by a player. You know, he had pace, he was strong, great left foot, great captain. A player that you'd always want in your side. So it was so difficult for me because, you know, I left out people like Des Walker, you know, Tony Adams. I left out fullbacks like Steve Perriman, Viv Anderson, you know, Kenny Sansom, Chris Hughton. So, but
you've got a good squad. You've got
a good squad. But I've gone with those three for my back three.
Okay,
you're holding midfield player.
Right. I thought as a back three instead of a back four, I need a holding midfield player. So I've gone for Brian Robson.
Gets in. Everyone's really good, doesn't he?
Yep.
Tell us about him.
Again, Robbo, we used to play against each other a lot. I was in midfield my first couple of years at Tottenham. He was obviously centre midfield for Man United. So we had a lot of very competitive games against each other. But we also had a spell as roommates for England. So again, If you want a player in your team, his commitment to winning the game, his drive, he covered every blade of grass on the football field. And again, an absolutely fantastic player and going to sit in front of the back four just to protect the back four. Keep us solid at the back.
That's all the defending you've got now, isn't it? Right, crack on. Yeah.
Well, yes, I've gone for an attacking side, so...
Yeah. One at a time, please.
Right, one at a time. I'll go on the right-hand side. Ozzie Ardiles. Now, when Ozzie and Ricky Villa, came to Tottenham in 1978, I think they were their success was the catalyst for all the top players in the world to wanting to come to play in the English league. They were outstanding in their time there. If you remember the ticker tape when they arrived, just after the Argentine side had won the World Cup. So, but Ozzie, he's very slight in appearance, but on the field of play, the most strongest challenges, he could ride these challenges, he could hold players off, and the ease with which he went past defenders, and his vision, again, for me, fantastic player and had to get into my midfield team.
Who's next to him?
Right. On the left-hand side, I'm going to go for Glenn Hoddle. Now, Glenn, I've never known another player to have the range of passing that Glenn had. His vision, say, the first year I was at Tottenham, I was a central midfield player.
This goal, and I love it so much.
His last ever goal, his last ever game, wasn't it, at Tottenham?
I mean, but that was Glenn. In training, every single day, you just stand there and admire him, the abilities that he had. But say, my first year I was there, I got 12 goals, and literally every time I made a run from midfield into the box, Glenn would pick me out. And I'm not kidding, I'd say that at least 10 of those goals probably came from Glenn's direct passes. His finishing, and again, one thing that amazed me, that if I'd have been the England manager at this time, I'd have built my team around Glenn Hoddle. Mm-hmm. He had all that creativity. He could have actually done that for us. And so Glenn's gone on on the left-hand side of my midfield.
OK.
And now, some people would be surprised at this one, but the middle of midfield, Diego Maradona.
Okay. I didn't get him.
It's outrageous, isn't it?
Sorry, Maradona
over Merson.
Well, we...
I thought you said Madonna. Oh, sorry.
Ozzie Ardiles' testimonial.
Played
against Inter Milan at White Hart Lane. And Maradona came over to play in this game. And I played alongside him in midfield. And literally, he showboated the whole game. Yeah. He was tricks, flicking the ball. I mean, it was a testimonial game, but he was absolutely outstanding. One of the greatest players the game's ever had. He just had to be in the middle of midfield for me. Yeah,
Vinny Samways is calling you up going, this is an outrage now, isn't it? Who's in the hole then?
Right, just behind the front two, I've gone for Paul Gascoigne.
Yeah, clap.
Well, Gazza, as a lot of people will know him. I was captain when Paul arrived at the club and, he certainly kept me on my toes, but one of the most intelligent players on the field of play that I've played with. He could see things so quickly, he could make things happen. And for me, the one thing that Paul could do was that if you're playing in a game where the team's not playing well, you don't deserve to win the game, but Paul could grab the game by the scruff of the neck and turn the game your way. He could make it happen. And he used to control games, dictate games. He was a funny character to have around the dressing room. As a footballer, one of the best.
Yeah, and I hope he gets well.
Totally.
Yes. Yeah. He's obviously, it's well chronicled that Paul's had problems, but Paul is determined to overcome all of his issues. I'm sure we'll all wish him well in fighting basically what's going to be his toughest opponent.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good luck, Gazza.
Up front.
Up front. Right. First of all, Jurgen Klinsmann. As a striker, he didn't have a fault. I mean, as a defender, when you play against a team, you see you're playing Liverpool on the Saturday, you'll look at Ian Rush, Kenny Dalglish, whoever it is, to play against Robbie Fowler, and you wonder where their weaknesses are to try and exploit those. again, Jurgen didn't have a weakness. He was, when he first came to us, we thought he was coming to Tottenham, you know, maybe towards the end of his career, but his attitude was outstanding. And I have to say, a finisher inside and outside the box. Yeah, incredible. So
who got it? Could be Lineker, could be Clive Allen.
Could be Teddy Sheringham.
Could be, well, Peter Beardsley.
Plenty of choices. Again, like I already mentioned, I said it was very difficult. In midfield, I missed out John Barnes. I missed out...
Yeah. You could do a job there, Miles, couldn't you?
Missed out Chrissy Waddle. But again, it was very tight. Gary Lineker, Peter Beardsley. But I've gone for a certain gentleman called Pelé.
All right.
Oh, wow.
I've just thrown Pelé into the equation.
When did you play with Pelé?
7 years ago, I was selected for a FIFA World 11 to play in Nelson Mandela's 90th birthday celebrations,
wow,
in Cape Town.
Wow.
We had a fantastic team. We had...
Pelé must have been 90 as well, wasn't he?
He didn't play the whole game.
How's that whole game in front of Pelé? He's like 78. Seriously.
But it was great. We had it, yeah.
Teddy, how did we not get in?
Gucci Gueno, we had Zubi Zreta, Christian Carambo, Ruud Gullit.
And they never got in either.
But we had a certain gentleman, wow, called Pelé, and the greatest ever footballer in history. So Pelé just had to come into my team.
Brilliant.
Gary Mavis, once again. Brilliant.
That was so good.
Thank you for listening to the Fantasy Football FC.
For other podcasts you might enjoy, head to skysports.com/podcast.